Magic 931's Brooke and Bob's.
I feel like I've ticked another item off my Riverland bucket list over the weekend. I went to Mildura.
It is a Riverland institution, something you have to do.
It's a lot closer than Adelaide if you need many things and want to see certain things. I also went to visit a very close friend of mine who I haven't seen in a long time, so it's very exciting. Having done the trip, Brooke, I think what we might do, and again, another notch in my belt as media personality, I'm going to host a travel show and we'll learn a bit more about Mildura. Hey, I'm Bob. Welcome to my world of travel. Today, we head to Mildura, a great place with various things to do. I'm going to tell you more about it, Brooke. Do you want to learn?
Yeah.
I just love Mildura. I love its 51 metres of elevation and its population of 32,738 people at 2016 census. But now the town is on the Murray River. And the first thing you'll see coming in is a sign that says, Welcome to Mildura. There's a Hog's Breath Cafe. Cold Rock is a must. Lots of places to maybe get a coffee. You can see Woodsy's Gem Shop.
Mm-hmm.
I like walking down the streets of Mildura, seeing various things. Everywhere you go, there's a bit of something around and it's a good place.
Bob,
yeah.
Did you actually go to Mildura?
No, my car broke down about 5 minutes out of Paringa.
I was like, this is all things you've just Googled or I've told you already, which is pretty standard for the show, but you didn't go.
I couldn't.
Oh.
Too many beeps and I was taping parts of my car back together and thought, you know what? I'm not going to do another 3 hours of driving.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere, never done it before, coming back in the dark.
Fair enough.
That was my weekend trip, Brooke.
Well, I'm sorry it went that way. It's a good place to go,
hey,
Mildura.
Look, Cold Rock sounds good, Kmart, everything else you've mentioned. I'll check it out one day.